Anything, any research that you're involved with, either laboratory or clinical research that you want to finish out, maybe mentioning?
Sure. Our program at Emory has focused on two or three key themes with regards to immunotherapy. One is need for co-stimulatory signal. We had published a paper in Science that CD28 activation was necessary for PD-1 inhibition to work effectively in preclinical models. So we're looking more and more at what is the CD28 status in a patient who is getting PD-1 inhibition and see whether that can be a biomarker. That's one area we're looking at. The second theme is our immunology group published a paper in Nature about the so-called stem-like CD8 T cells. These are the cells that proliferate after you expose a patient to PD-1 inhibition. And these stem-like CD8 T cells are not sitting in the tumor. They are sitting in the lymph nodes in specific areas. So can we look for these in surgical samples of patients in their lymph nodes where you would look for these stem-like CD8 T cells and use that to predict whether these patients will respond to PD-1 inhibition or not? Perhaps they need more than PD-1 inhibition combination approaches. So understanding the biology of stem-like CD8 T cells is another key theme. The third theme I would mention is a paper we published looking at peripheral blood to look at proliferating fractions of T cells to see if that can help you identify early on whether patients are going to benefit or not. And we consistently have seen that patients who have a specific subset of CD8 positive, PD-1 positive T cells that express Ki-67, if they proliferate, which happens very early on within the first 3 or 4 weeks, those patients are the ones that benefit. If you don't see this proliferation in 3 or 4 weeks, those patients do not benefit. So we're trying to take these observations to the clinic to help us, A, understand which patients are likely to respond to treatment, B, what additional signals and pathway modulations are needed in order to improve the efficacy of PD-1 inhibition in these patients.
Any interest in or work in the area of the microbiome and PD-1 inhibitors and antibiotics and PD-1 inhibitors?
Absolutely. There's a lot of excitement and interest in studying the interplay between microbiome and responsiveness to PD-1 inhibition. A number of groups are reporting on it. What specific bacterial flora you have may influence what side of a response you have. And the recent study noticed that if you give antibiotics, that had an effect on how patients responded to immune checkpoint inhibition. We are beginning to look into that. We don't have a lot of data to report out at this point, but certainly a very active area of interest.